Sun-Times columnist Neil Steinberg and Sun-Times architecture critic Lee Bay are going up the river tomorrow. Tour guides for a day. Neil Steinberg, this is a great idea. Did you come up with this because you found the river cruise lacking somehow? Because it's one of the great attractions of our city.
Bob, I would never criticize the volunteers and wonderful people at the Chicago Architecture Association Center. I did it because I'm a blabbermouth and I know a lot. And I sit there biting the back of my hand during these tours thinking, you got to say this.
Uh-huh.
And so I figured, you know, and the Sun-Times, God bless us, is always trying to look under the sofa cushions and find more money. And I thought this week could bring my need to talk along with our need for money and sort of combine them together on a fun evening downtown, which we're doing.
Sold out tomorrow, so obviously people want to hear you talk about our great city. And also with Lee Bay with you, it's going to really be interesting. Lee, are you planning to point out a few things that normally don't get talked about on those tours?
Yeah. I got a few things up my sleeve. I think I see myself more as the straight man in this, with Neil leading with the comedy, but I might have a thing or two.
Neil, when you wrote that you wanted to kind of do a gloves-off, no-holds-barred, sharp, adult architectural river cruise, it conjured up many thoughts, but what did you actually mean by all that?
I was thinking partially about the Tribune Tower, which I've always hated, and a chance to criticize that a bit. Also, you know, it just depends on what you point out. They go by the Civic Opera Building, and they always say it's about Sam Insull and this and that, and it has horns and musical notes and things on it. But they never add, and it also has those bundles of sticks, axes, the fascies, that are a symbol of fascism because it was built in 1929 when Mussolini was still cool. And, you know, again, it's you see it as you walk by. There's no reason not to say it. It's on the building. And so, you know, I don't want to think it's all negative. I like a lot of connectivity. So we're going to talk about concrete a lot. As I did my research trying to catch up with Lee, I noticed how many buildings are made out of cement. And so we're going to talk about things like that.
Lee, do you plan to edit Steinberg along the way?
You can't edit Steinberg. That's like drinking out of a fire hose. You just get what you can and hope you don't come away messed up. But no, I'm looking forward to it. And I think I gotta admit, I was not completely sold on the idea, although I said yes to it simply because, you know, because Neil and I go way back with the old timers at the paper. But I wasn't completely sold on the idea at first that you can get humor out of architecture on the river, because we respect the river, right? But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, this could be intriguing. And there are some funny stories about Trump Tower. I was involved in it when I was in the mayor's office and when I was at SOM and other things along the way. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Sight of the old Sun-Times.
He's my backstop. He actually knows this stuff. And in a sense, he brings the depth of knowledge, and I bring the enthusiasm of just finding stuff out. I was trying to figure out how to pronounce Elio Saarinen today, the Finnish architect who came in second on the 1922 Tribune Tower competition. And I saw this amazing story with him and his son in the Gateway Arch, which I plan to tell, which Lee, I'm sure, knows and assumes everyone else knows, but I didn't know it until this morning. So to me, it's fresh and exciting.
Well, you guys are going to have to do this more than just one time because it sold out so quickly. There's no way anybody can scrounge up a ticket now?
We scheduled a second one for September 4th, but alas, that one also sold out in 2 hours. So, I can't speak for Lee because, you know, we're not going into the tour guide business. But on the other hand, you know, if people want to come and spend $80 and tour the river, I could see, you know, let's get it done first and see. But it's certainly the demand is. I was shocked because I wrote this pleading column trying to get people to buy tickets. And by the time they printed it, the tickets were all gone. I felt terrible. And a lot of readers had teased off, which just goes to show that no kindness goes unpunished.
Well, as I'm sure you guys agree, this is one of the great tours you can take. I've done it many times. I look for an excuse to go on it again whenever somebody comes to town, because you always learn something new, don't you? I mean, Lee Bay, do you even learn something at this point?
You know, I do. On occasion, I still do. And it's a great tour that the CAC gives. And the fact that it's given by docents who are regular folk just like me, you know, not some university professor blathering on, I think lends, you know, it contributes to the reason why it's so good. And the river is good. I mean, the best riverfront in America, riverfront in America, and it's right there on the water. And so many buildings, one after another after another. So it's a great thing.
Yeah,
I should point out they took it very well. This is in no way a criticism of them. In fact, we originally planned to partner with them, but it just fell through. So you know, we're building and adding to what they do, and hopefully reinforcing the idea that, you know, it's an essential Chicago activity to go down to the river, to learn about our architectural heritage, and to have fun with it, which we plan to do.
For anyone who hasn't been down there in a while, the Riverwalk has really blossomed, hasn't it? Is it what you hoped it would be, Lee?
You know, it really is. I mean, you know, the big section that Carol Ross Barney designed looks great. There's restaurants there. Even functions in an ecological way that when the river floods, it's designed to take in the water and then, you know, and then designed for the water to recede. It really is an asset.
It's going to be...
I walked the length of it, Bob, Thursday night with my wife. We were there for a party. I figured better eyeball these buildings while I can. And it was mobbed. It was La Dolce Vita last Thursday. Beautiful day. Yeah. Thousands of people out enjoying themselves.
Yeah, it's really something. Going to be quite a tour, Neil Steinberg and Lee Bay. And I hope that you guys record this, because maybe in the future they'll play your commentary on all the tours. What do you think?
We've asked them to, and I think that's the plan, but that's outside of our department. But we have requested.
All right. Well, I would like to take the tour myself. I'll see if there's some way I can beg, borrow, or steal a ticket tomorrow, and then again in September, too. So it's Neil Steinberg and Lee Bay from the Chicago Sun-Times. Tour guides. Love it. Thank you, guys. Good talking to you.
Thank you.